Praise the Lord. Amen. If you would, turn to the book of Colossians for me briefly, and I promise we won't keep you too long today, but want to just deliver a thought to you this morning on this Easter Sunday morning. Amen. Colossians chapter 2 is where I want to begin reading. Chapter 2 and verse 12 is where I want to begin reading. Kind of a little bit of a different text for an Easter morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2:12, Colossians 2:12, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Notice that last verse. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know how you view the resurrection, what your view of it is. Man, when we read the Bible story of the resurrection, when we find that there was three different views right there, and when they discovered that Jesus' body was no longer in the tomb. Mary, when they came to the tomb, they thought somebody had stolen. That was their view, that the body of Jesus had been stolen. John came running, and he came, and he believed. He believed. Peter came, and he was just kind of like, well, I don't know what to expect. I don't know kind of what to think about this. Well, there's always been a few different views about things. Man, there was an artist, a preacher, amen, and a cowboy that went and viewed the Grand Canyon. As they stood and viewed the Grand Canyon and looked out over the Grand Canyon, the artist said, oh my, that is such a beautiful scene. That would look so beautiful on canvas. The preacher looked at it and he said, my, what a great God that we have that could create something so magnificent. Cowboy looked at it and said, wow, what a horrible place to lose a cow. Everybody's got their view of things, you know. And I don't know what your view of the resurrection is today. I don't know how you view the resurrection. But can I just tell you some of the ways that I view the resurrection this morning, all right? Amen. If you remember, they took him, they laid him in the tomb. They placed his body there. They rolled a stone in front of the opening of that tomb. They sealed the stone. They placed an armed guard outside of the tomb of Jesus Christ. He was dead. He was buried. He was buried. But on the third day, when they came to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus, they came and the stone was already rolled away. The stone was already rolled away, and an angel said, he is not here. He is not here, but he is risen. He is alive. Amen. And he has gone before you. Remember Jesus. You know, Jesus is the only one that made an appointment after he died. He made an appointment for after he died. He said, I'll meet you in Galilee. I'll meet you there. He told his disciples. Amen. But they tell the disciples, he's gone. The body's gone. And so they run to the tomb. And when they run to the tomb, Peter stops at the door. John runs inside. And they view, and there the grave clothes lay. But Jesus is gone. Jesus is gone. Amen. He was alive. Amen. Jesus is alive. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus did an amazing thing when he rose from the dead. Man, we don't see what happened behind the stone. We don't see all that happened in the grave. We only, where there's a gap there that we cannot, that we do not know, we do not see. But can I tell you what I think happened in those days, in that time, in that waiting period? Amen. Jesus. Amen. The one that paid the price for our sins. The one that died on a cross. Amen. To cover our sins and shed his innocent blood. Amen. He made atonement for our sins. But I believe he defeated Satan on that day. Hallelujah. Amen. He defeated the grave. He defeated all of the power of Satan to hold him and to destroy him. He came out victorious over the grave. Hallelujah. He came out victorious. The resurrection is a thing of power. The resurrection is a powerful thing that takes place. And when you read those verses, it says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. It was a powerful thing to resurrect. It was a powerful thing to shake off, amen, the chains of death. It was the power of God, amen, the Spirit of God that arose him from the dead and brought him up out of the grave. Amen. And gave him victory over Satan once and for all. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when I read that, those verses to you, did you read that? It makes a comparison to us. It says, you were dead. Yeah. Every one of us were dead in our trespasses and our sins. Every one of us, we were dead because of sin in our life. The Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. Amen. We were dead. The Bible says ye were dead in your trespasses and sins. Amen. Those of us that were sinners, amen, guess what? We were dead. We were dead. We were walking dead men. We were walking dead men. Yes, we were going through life. We were functioning in life. But listen, we were dead in our sins. We were dead in our sins. But, oh, I love these verses. I love these verses. You were dead in your sins. But he hath quickened you. He has forgiven you your trespasses. Amen. When you come to Jesus, say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me, Lord. God, I realize I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Oh, let me tell you, something powerful begins to happen there. Amen. Something powerful begins to happen because that man that was dead in his sins is now quickened or brought back to life or resurrected in a new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. A powerful thing begins to happen in your soul. Amen. As you give your life to Jesus and he begins to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all of your sins and wash them all away. Hallelujah. Amen. Guess what? It was a powerful thing when he rose from the dead. And it's a powerful thing when you are raised from the dead. Amen. God did a powerful thing when he raised Jesus from the dead. And God does a powerful thing when he raises you from the dead. Amen. The Spirit of God quickened the body of Jesus and brought it back to life. Amen. That Spirit, that same Spirit, amen, that dwelt in him, amen, can dwell in you and bring life to you today as well. Praise God. Powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. Amen. Because something happens. Something happens. Man, I tell you, it happens so silently. So sometimes you don't even observe it happening. Don't even realize it. But there's a victory being won. Man, Satan, when he, I tell you what, he gets his clutches on you. When they laid Jesus in the tomb, Satan rejoiced. I've got him now. I've got him now. I've got him dead. He's buried. He's in a tomb. It's sealed up. Amen. It's locked down. Amen. We've got the guard outside. I have got him now. Death, amen, wrapped his clutches around the body of Jesus. Amen. Death said, I will not let go. Amen. Satan, amen, was ready to rejoice when suddenly something powerful happened. Amen. And Jesus shook loose, amen, the grasp of death that held him and broke free. Amen. He didn't have to move a stone to come out. Amen. But the stone was moved so we could see he was gone. Amen. But he came out of the grave victorious. Amen. Soldiers stood as dead men. Amen. Could do nothing to stop. Amen. The resurrection of Jesus. As he broke free. Let me tell you, when you give your life to Jesus Christ and he delivers you and he resurrects you from the dead, you who are dead in your trespasses and sins, amen, a powerful thing begins to happen. Amen, because the clutches of Satan upon your life begin to break free. Amen. All of the chains that he has bound you with suddenly begin to fall apart. Amen. All the things that he has overcome you with, amen, begin to fade away. Amen. The things that he has controlled your mind with, they begin to melt away. Amen. You begin to feel freedom. You begin to feel liberty. Amen. You begin to realize, I am set free. Amen. You begin to feel life come back into you. And that's why that we can say, amen, that he gives us life and that more abundantly. Amen. Because we're alive in Jesus. We're alive in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Not only did he come out of the grave, spoiling principalities and powers and making a show of them opening and triumphing over them. But can I tell you, every time somebody gives their life to Jesus Christ, amen, he spoils principalities, he spoils power, amen, powers, he makes a show of them openly once again, amen, he puts it right back in the face of Satan and says, look, amen, I defeated you on the cross, I defeated you in the garden, and I'm defeating you at an altar today. Amen. He makes a show of them openly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Feel good this morning. Yeah. How Satan got a hold on you. Amen. Get ready to be broke free. Amen. Praise God. I've told this story before, but there's a man named Bill that came to church. I don't know if he'd ever been to church before. That morning he came and knelt at an altar and he began to say a simple sinner's prayer, asking Jesus to forgive him, asking Jesus to come into his heart. Amen. While we were praying with him, suddenly he jumped up from the altar and stood to his feet. Amen. I thought, uh-oh, we did something wrong here. He jumped to his feet and he started touching his head and he began to touch his body and he began to touch himself all over like this. He said, I feel so clean. I feel so different. He was feeling something. You know what was happening? Amen. All the chains of sin were breaking free. All of the past, amen, was melting away. All the guilt was being lifted off of him. Amen. As God began to make a show of them openly triumphing over Satan once again. Hallelujah. He'll do the same to you. He'll do the same to you. Amen. It's a powerful thing when you give your life to Jesus to see a soul raised from the dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can do it for you today. He can bring you back from the dead. Say, hey, my heart's still beating. My heart's still beating, yeah, but he can bring you back from the dead. You who were dead and trespasses in sins. Your sins, amen, which are many, amen, are all blotted away. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God to be washed away. Praise God. All that was against you, gone. Bible says that he took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Praise God, you can be set free today. You can be delivered today. Amen. It can be a powerful thing that takes place in your life. You can say, well, you don't understand. I've got a lot of addictions that I'm dealing with. Amen. The power of sin, amen, will crumble, amen, at the point when Jesus comes into your life. You can say, but you don't understand, Satan's got such a control of my mind, amen, I can't get free of it, amen, I believe the clutches of Satan, amen, will fall away, amen, as you give your life to Jesus Christ, you'll see it begin to fade away, amen, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's a powerful thing that can take place in your life today as you give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Be set free. Hallelujah. How are you viewing? How do you view the resurrection today? You say, well, I don't know. I don't know that I believe. Amen. Can I tell you, amen, that the powerful thing took place. And it's a powerful thing that can take place in your life today. It's a powerful thing. What God can do. Hallelujah. Church, would you lift your hands and let's thank him today that he's alive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you're alive today, Lord. God, that you came forth out of the grave victorious. You came forth out of the grave victorious, Lord. Hallelujah. You made a show of them openly. You spoiled principalities. You spoiled the powers. You put a ruin to them. Hallelujah. Amen. And you brought us forth victorious, Lord. God, I'm glad the day that you saved me. Do you remember when he saved you, church? Amen. Remember how you felt all the chains fall off. Remember how he broke you free. Remember the freedom that you felt in your life when he came to deliver you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stand with me if you would today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that God can break you free today. He can bring deliverance to your life. Say, Brother David, I feel so bound. I feel so bound. Hallelujah. Let me tell you. And there's a powerful thing that can take place in your life this morning.
Praise God.
It can be a powerful thing that can take place in your life this morning. Hallelujah. You can feel the chains break free from your life. Last Sunday we talked in our Sunday school class about the guilt that we feel in our life. We carry that guilt around. Amen. You know what? You can lay that down at the foot of the cross today. You can get rid of all the guilt out of your life. That burden of sin that you carry. Man, why don't you lay it at his feet today? Say, Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, forgive me. Hallelujah. As the church prays and we bow our heads to pray. Man, with nobody looking around this morning, we just bow our heads. You're here this morning and you're bound in the chains of sin. You're dead in your trespasses and sins. And you want to be set free today. You want to be delivered today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Would you just lift your hand up today and let me pray with you? God bless you. Just hold it up for a moment. Lord bless you. Amen. I know that God can set you free. God can do a marvelous thing, a powerful thing in your life today. If you'll just let him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. As they begin to sing this song, if you would like, amen, I know we're kind of crowded today, so I want to give you first opportunity. Those that lifted your hand, if you'd like to come and find a place at this altar, let me pray with you, all right? Those that would like to come, amen, just come and kneel at this altar this morning. Just come and kneel right here, and I'll pray with you. That's right. Those, if you'd like, those that lifted your hand, just step out and come. Amen. Kneel at this altar with me today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I appreciate these that's coming today. Amen. They feel like God's talking to their heart. Amen. Church, get up just a moment, all right? Amen. If you're coming, those that lifted your hand, I'm calling to those that lifted their hand this morning. Hallelujah. My Redeemer, Jesus, let's come, church. Let's come if we will. Hallelujah.
I know my Redeemer lives.
Yes, he does. Hallelujah. If you'd like to come with us this morning, any of you that would like to come and find a place to pray with us this morning. Just step out and come and kneel at this altar. Let's let God work in our lives. Hallelujah. Let God work in your heart today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I know my Redeemer.
Set you free today. He can deliver you from the chains that have you bound. Amen. He can give you victory in your life this morning. Amen. Why not surrender to God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
told the ocean, you can only come this far. And who told the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer. Worn and the weak, and the same gentle hands that heal me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring me victory. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. This life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives.
And
I know my Redeemer lives.
Yes,
I know. Testify this life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives. And I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify, this life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives. The very same God who spins things in orbit, He runs to the weary, the worn and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they've conquered death to bring me victory. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify, this life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify, this life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives. The very sun where to stand in the morning. And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star?
Why don't we sing it with them this morning?
I know my Redeemer lives.
Hallelujah.
I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. This life within me cries. I know my Redeemer. Testify, this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
Creation test.